Conference record has joined the conference.
Hey, Keith, you still on the line?
I'm here.
Excellent. Cool. All right, let's get going. This is Dylan Muehlberg of Grateful Web, joined by Keith Mosley, bass player of Colorado's born and bred String Cheese Incident. The band is coming off of a year of exciting gigs and festivals, including a triumphant two nights at Red Rocks Amphitheater and a return to fan-favorite Horning's Hideout in North Plains, Oregon. Even more exciting is what's to come for the band and its followers. Keith, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. String Cheese Incident Sound is a blend of so many different styles and sensibilities. After 20 years together, does the balance come naturally? Is there compromise to give everyone his input?
You know, it's pretty easy these days. I think we know what to expect from each other, and we know every time we take a break and get back together, kind of what that's going to entail. For instance, we start our rehearsals tomorrow for our New Year's run, and you know, we're looking forward to incorporating a bunch of special guests for that. I'm sure we'll have a few new tune ideas. You know, perhaps spend a little bit of time working on new originals, some fun different covers, and figuring out how to best highlight some of our guests. So, yeah, you know, it's great working with the guys. Everybody knows what everyone else brings, and at this point, it's just pretty exciting every time we get back together.
Absolutely. It's like a special occasion. Every time you throw a gig, seems like there's something different going on. One of the best qualities of Cheese is that you're constantly honoring your musical influences. Often your guests are elder musicians who have directly influenced your style and growth. At this point, being well-seasoned veterans in the music and touring community, does the band reach out to get these guys to play, or do they reach out to you?
It's usually us reaching out through our management, of course. For instance, the New Year's run here coming up, you know, we've got Del McCoury Band on the 31st, which is really about as good as it gets as far as traditional bluegrass these days. We're thrilled to have the Flaming Lips with us as well, and then also Bootsy Collins. So, you know, these are some pretty, like you say, some pretty heavy hitters in all of their genres, and it's a pretty typical for us to try to aim high and come up with some of the best guests we can, and then of course we'll have collaborations with Carl Denson doing some horn work with us a couple of nights. You know, I think we feel really fortunate to be in a position where we can aim high as far as artists and guests that we get to collaborate with and work with, and it's just so rewarding to get to do that. It's really special.
Absolutely. And this time around in particular, you are celebrating 20 years of String Cheese Incident as a band. This New Year's Eve run coming up is only the second Colorado run in the history of the band, being held again at the First Bank Center. Had honoring the 20-year milestone been a plan in the making?
Yeah, I mean, it's been on our radar for a while. And actually, the New Year's gig would mark our 20th anniversary pretty much exactly to the first gig back in New Year's in Telluride. I guess back in ringing in, what was it, 94 back then. So, yeah, 20 years. It's great to be in Colorado to celebrate it here in front of, the core home audience of Colorado that's been with us all along.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned before, the supporting acts, quite impressively, Bootsy Collins, funk legend, the Flaming Lips, and Bluegrass Titans legend, Del McCoury Band, for the big New Year's Eve show. It's a ton of diversity night to night. Are these esteemed opening acts going to be sitting in during your sets? Can fans expect that?
I hope so. I don't know that for certain, but I would certainly hope so. We have some experience with the McCoorys, and I'm sure we'll be able to get them to stick around. It would be great to have Wayne out from the Lips, and we'll plan on doing that if he's able. Bootsy Collins, we've never crossed paths with before. Certainly we will put the invite out, and if he's up for it, we'll have him.
Yeah, well, you can only hope for the best, and I guess we'll have to see what happens.
That's correct.
So you also mentioned as well Carl Denson and Chris Littlefield from Carl Denson's Tiny Universe sitting in. Do you guys have any ideas going into rehearsals of material that you're going to work out? Or are you going into it kind of openly?
Tomorrow when we hit, I think that'll be one of the first topics is getting a list of potential tunes to have the horns on, both originals and possibly covers. You know, it's great to be able to work with a horn section and someone as competent as Carl. Can't tell you yet what we're doing, but I'm sure we'll work up some great ways to feature those guys.
Excellent. So if this super exciting 20th anniversary New Year's Eve run weren't enough, you're upping the ante again with a rare international incident in January coming up. It's an incredible opportunity for the band and its fans. You guys are going to be hosting your guests at the all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotel in the Mexican Mayan Riviera for four nights of music and obviously much more. First of all, how did this huge event materialize?
Well, we've been looking to get back into doing an international incident. It's been a while now. You know, we've done quite a few in the past. Plays in Costa Rica, in Acamal, Mexico, in the Grill, Jamaica. But, again, it's been many years since we've done this sort of thing. And, we've been talking to management about getting back to doing something somewhere tropical in the wintertime. And finally, we were able to put the pieces together. We couldn't be more excited to take a trip in February and get down there and play for the fans and, just relax, get some good beach time in. It's long overdue. We're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And considering what the costs for all-inclusive resorts are, you're basically offering the entire String Cheese Incident festival experience as part of that package. So when you think about it, it's a pretty awesome deal and setup. So
right. We think for the money you do get a lot, in terms of your lodging accommodations, music, the opportunity to kind of hang out and spend some time with the band. It's a pretty unique experience and couldn't be more excited about it.
Absolutely. So the website says that more supporting artists are to be announced for the international incident. Do you guys have any idea of who else you're bringing along with you to Mexico?
Honestly, I don't at this point, not beyond what's been announced. We'll see what else pans out, but I'm not sure on that at this point.
Okay. Are you traveling with your entire extensive lighting rig and elaborate stage setup? And how logistically challenging is that going to be?
Well, it'll be slightly scaled down. It will so it won't be the full rig that you see at New Year's in Colorado, for instance. But it will be plenty of production to make the show feel certainly up to the standards of what we're used to doing. And that coupled with just the incredible outdoor beach atmosphere, I think will put it all over the top. You know, it's exciting just to think about playing out under the stars and the palm trees in the middle of February next to the ocean.
Yeah, as far as setting goes, you really don't need much flair. But I know how your guys' setup is just so elaborate and crazy sometimes. So, yeah, that just occurred to me. So, let's see. The band's charity organization, Conscience Alliance, is also heavily involved with the international incident. How is Conscience Alliance giving back this time around?
Well, just to clarify, Conscience Alliance is independent from String Cheese. We've certainly worked closely together for many, many years, and they are a great organization that primarily is about feeding the hungry. And so it's something we've been really excited about supporting for many years. They will be on board doing food drives and fundraising, and you know, I haven't spoken to them directly concerning this event, but I am going to assume that they will be directing their efforts at some local organizations, you know, teaming up with local food banks to feed some needy people in the area that we were playing.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique destination and concept, so that's great to hear. So aside from the incident, the destination, and the resort, sounds like the band's going to be pretty accessible to its guests and fans. Can you speak briefly about what's in store, potentially?
Well, there are some announced events. I'll be doing a paddleboarding excursion, as will Nershi. I believe Michael Kang is hosting a golf tournament. Travis is going to be doing some cenote snorkeling adventure. And let's see, what am I missing? Oh, I think Jason is doing a drum workshop. So, you know, lots of chances to kind of hang out and sample some of the local culture or outdoor activities with some of the band members. So that's pretty unique. You know, and besides that, I'm sure we'll just be hanging out poolside and eating and drinking with everybody else in all the downtime between shows and outings. So it is a unique experience all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I was going. Got some friends that are super psyched about the whole thing. And sounds great that you guys just keep upping the ante every time more and more. Got a lot of exciting stuff coming your way. More broadly, there's lots of new songs and material you guys have been working into rotation in the last couple of years. I know there's been lots of talk about a studio album in the works. Didn't know if there were any updates or hopes for 2014 owning in on that.
Well, yeah, the album is finished. It's in the can, and we're just awaiting final details on release. So I don't have a date for that because some of the business details are still pending. But the album is finished. It's fantastic. We're really proud of it and can't wait to get it out. It will definitely be out sometime in 2014.
Excellent. Thanks for the update, Keith. And that's really all the questions I had worked out. I wanted to really thank you for your time this morning. I have, needless to say, been a longtime fan and got the opportunity to catch you guys at Hornings for the first time last year, and it's just so great what you guys continue to bring to the scene. It's always evolving, and can't wait to cover the New Year's Eve event at First Bank Center.
Thank you. It's going to be really special. I'm looking forward to it as more and more of the details roll in. It's going to be something not to be missed. If you're an SCI fan, it's going to be a really special event.
Absolutely. I mean, just the whole package of the guests, and I can only imagine what's going to go down. I'll get the whole thing on photo and light up for you guys and for us, and just can't wait. So, anyways, yeah, just, again, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to catching you guys here real soon.
No problem, Dylan. Fun chatting with you.
Likewise. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Later.